All right, welcome to today's lesson. Today we're going to talk about a question that can have profound impacts on the foods that you eat and how much you eat of them. And the question is, how am I going to feel when I finish eating this? We need to take control of our attention because usually when someone gets hungry and they struggle with their weight, they'll usually ask them the question, what can I eat? And in that movie, in their mind that they make, as they scan through the ideas of foods they can eat, usually the movie they make in their mind is them getting the food, them eating the food, then the movie stops. And this is actually a similar mental pattern that drug addicts have. They feel the urge to have a drug. They think about getting the drug. They imagine themselves using the drug. And their movie ends. One of the things that a lot of people that have learned to control their weight and people that have learned how to stop doing hardcore drugs have done is they have allowed that movie to play further into the future so that it's not just them having the excitement of getting the food and eating it, right? Because if that's your whole movie, that movie is going to just be the excitement of eating. And it's going to be very difficult to make a good decision if you have none of the painful after effects of what that food and that behavior does to you. So you need to expand your attention. And one of the easiest ways to do this is to ask the question habitually, get it into your mind, how am I going to feel when I finish eating this? So that you can see what the result of that behavior is. So take a moment here and think of a food that you've struggled with. Right? Think of something you struggle with on a regular basis. And what I want you to do, you can close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out. And I want you to think to yourself, with your eyes closed, of a time when you've eaten a food and what the result of it has been. Right? So think about some food that you've struggled with, see yourself eating it, and then let the movie play. And what is the result of that food? How do you feel after you finish eating it? I want you to associate deeply into that feeling. What does it feel like? What does it do to you physically? What does it do to you mentally? What does it do to your energy level? What does it do to your food? Again, not when you're eating it, right? So if it's a high sugar food, if it's a high calorie food, what is the after effect of it? Does it make you lethargic after an hour? Does it give you, you know, quote unquote, a food hangover where you don't really feel like doing much? Does it mess with your moods? Right? Sometimes it can create this cycle of shame, this guilt, this blaming yourself, this hating yourself for repeating this pattern. Again, the after effects are different for each person. They're different for different foods. But if you can get in the habit of asking yourself, anytime you're in the process of making a food decision, what do I want to eat and how am I going to feel after I finish it? Because now what you're doing is you're associating yourself, you're connecting yourself to the true experience, the true effect of this food. If you don't do this, you're putting yourself at a huge disadvantage because if you're not doing this, what you're doing is only focusing on the pleasure and the positive aspects of eating that food and you're not thinking about the whole thing. It's like a credit card. You can think about the buying the thing is fun and exciting. The paying it off is painful. And so if you don't think about that part of it, you can get yourself in trouble. And so the same thing happens with the food. So I want you to begin asking yourself the question all day today, consistently throughout the day, how am I going to feel after I finish eating this food? And remember, there's two choices here. One is you can make a better food choice right from the beginning. That's the one outcome that would be good. The other outcome is this, that even if it's a high-calorie, high-fat food, you can begin asking yourself the question, how am I going to feel after I finish this food if I eat too much of it? How am I going to feel if I eat just the right amount of it? Okay, so you can get another level of complexity that you can add to it, but it all stems from this question, this focus of how am I going to feel? What's the ultimate effect it's going to have on me after I finish eating it? And so begin thinking about that today. Get it in your head and think about it with every food you eat today as an exercise. do that. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. And remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.